College football's first ever national championship game is set for tonight. Ohio State and Oregon vie for the honors beginning at 8:30 on ESPN. The Oregon Ducks are 5 or 6 point favorites, although both teams share 13-1 season records. Here with their thoughts on tonight's first ever championship and with a few words on yesterday's overtime Spartan men's basketball win, Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Just great. Thank you for joining us. And WKAR current sports host on radio and television, Al Martin. Hi,
hey,
Al.
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Good to have you. Before we talk about this matchup, a question about this long-anticipated, long-discussed national championship. Joe, you in particular heard this game discussed theoretically for years. Are you glad this day is here, and is it a good thing for college football?
Well, I mean, I think it is. I mean, it's the playoff, of course, going to four teams. They've had the BCS championship game for a long time now. This year, if that would have been the case, if we didn't go to the 14 playoff, we would have had Alabama against Florida State in the championship game. And, of course, the 14 playoff allowed us to see that it shouldn't have been Alabama and Florida State. Now, of course, people will say, well, wait a minute, we need to go to 8 or we need to go to 16. But I think it's good to have 4. And I think it gives you a little bit better chance to get the right game. And, you know, obviously it's a big revenue thing. There's a lot of interest in it. The only thing I'm worried about is it seems like during the season there was so much focus on those playoff rankings, and you almost wonder if the other bowl games have kind of lost some luster, and even the regular season.
What do you think, Al?
Yeah, you know, I kind of definitely see where Joe is going from with that, from that perspective, because it seemed as though even though, you know, there were a lot of incredible bowl games this year, even at the beginning of the season, before the bowls even took place, I mean, you started to hear the talk of who's going to be in the playoff, which four teams are going to make it, which teams still have a chance.
Yeah.
That conversation kind of overtook just the overall love of watching college football on a week-to-week basis. So I'm glad that it's here, and I think, you know, when you talk about this playoff and you talk about revamping how the system was to now to a 14 playoff, I think you're never going to be fully satisfied. College football fans are never going to be fully satisfied. I think it's just a matter of time before it expands to 8 teams because, again, I mean, a lot of conference champions out there don't get the attention that they deserve because it comes down to these four teams, and they get most of that spotlight, if you will.
Mm. Joe Rexroad, Michigan State played both of these teams this season. MSU lost to both, but they are as everybody knows, our only losses of the season. Oregon is favored by 5 or 6 points, yet you wrote these words in the Free Press yesterday, Ohio State is going to beat Oregon soundly. Can you explain your view on that for us?
Well, to explain myself, I was assigned to write a column based on what I saw. So you know what? I'm strictly going on what I saw. I saw a Michigan State team that really easily could have won at Oregon. A couple key plays in that key plays in that game. Marcus Mariota made some key plays. Michigan State made some key mistakes. In the Ohio State game two months later, I saw a better Michigan State team at home at night have really no chance to stop Ohio State. And I realize Ohio State is a different quarterback now, but he's been playing extremely well. And I just think Ohio State right now is absolutely playing the best football in the country. And I think it's a better, more talented, more athletic team than Oregon.
Al, your pick?
You know what? I have to agree with Joe. Now, Mark, you just used the word soundly. I mean, Joe, did you give us a score prediction on that game?
I put we had to send in picks yesterday, and I have 42-31 Ohio State.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so you at least got a double-digit win. So for me, I agree with Joe. I think this is going to be an interesting game. And for Michigan State fans out there, they have the privilege of watching two teams. Again, these were the only two blemishes on Michigan State football's record. So you got a chance to see these two teams up close and personal. And again, I mean, you got the Heisman Trophy winner. There's a lot of interesting dynamics in this game because you have the Heisman Trophy winner in Marcos Mariota, quarterback for Oregon, going against Cardale Jones, a guy who is the third string quarterback for Ohio State. And, you know, he's come in and won the Big Ten championship. He's knocked off a premier powerhouse in college football year after year after year in Alabama. I mean, it's unbelievable to see both of these two powers at work, but I really think the straw that's going to break the camel's back for Oregon is going to be that defense. I mean, they have the 102nd ranked defense in college football. I mean, if they do win a national championship, they will win the national championship with a defense that ranked low. 102nd, again, folks, 102nd. Yeah. That hasn't happened since 2011 when Auburn beat, ironically, Oregon. So it's going to be interesting interesting plays on both sides of the ball, I think.
Al Martin of WKAR's Current Sports on radio and TV and Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press and Michigan.com are our guests here right now. Oregon has had a couple of players suspended reportedly for testing positive for marijuana by the NCAA. Joe, are those suspensions are not enough for you to change your prediction?
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. I think that's a big loss for Oregon. I think, you know, they lost their best cornerback also a few weeks ago in practice. So really losing some skill there, that hurts the Ducks, no question. I think Al touched on some things right there. First of all, the defense. But I think, as Al said, you know, Marcus Mariota, I mean, I think that's the big reason people are picking Oregon. I mean, it's why Oregon is a favorite in this game. And I get it. Marcus Mariota won the Heisman. He's an outstanding player. And this is still a third-string quarterback really playing his third game. So, but when you look at everything, including that defense, including the lost receivers and of course, the lost cornerback, I just think Marcus Mariota is going to have a heroic performance, in my mind, the best he's played, to overcome the fact that his defense is not going to be able to get many stops tonight.
Al, what would it mean to the Big Ten to have Ohio State win the national championship?
Oh,
it's a conference that's been on the decline, at least in recent years.
Yeah, I think from a perception standpoint, it would mean the world.
Perceptually, yeah.
Exactly, because if you look at it, I mean, there's already two dynamics in play here that have really boded well for the Big Ten, even before this game has taken place. I mean, first off, you got Michigan State with the incredible comeback win over Baylor, the number five team in the nation, a team that felt as though they should have been in the four-team playoff. And then, you know, to bring it up, I got to bring it up, the hire of Jim Harbaugh has gotten so much attention out in Ann Arbor from a national perspective that also bodes well for the Big Ten. And then if Ohio State wins this, I mean, hey, you have to legitimately put the Big Ten as one of the best conferences out there and arguably the best. I mean, if you look at the national championship, if they do win this game. So I think from a perception standpoint, it would mean a lot. And I'm interested to see if a lot of, you know, fans out there, Michigan State or Michigan or any Big Ten team, are going to be rooting for Ohio State in this game.
Let's switch gears here and get to MSU basketball for one quick second. MSU needed overtime to beat Northwestern yesterday, but the schedule gets less demanding the next few weeks. Joe Rexroad, are the Spartans capable of putting on something of a run right now?
They are, of course, if they can get by Saturday, you know, at Maryland. Of course, they would like to get the Terrapins back for the double overtime loss at home to open the Big Ten. That's certainly a big game, a tough game. But get past that one. And like you said, the schedule lightens up until Michigan comes in on Super Bowl Sunday. Real chance for this team to get a run going. And, you know, Wisconsin lost last night to Rutgers, of all things. So maybe the Big Ten's a little more wide open than we thought.
How about that? That really got my attention as well. Al, MSU football did get some good news yesterday. Defensive lineman Shalik Calhoun announced he'll be back for the senior season. Any response to that?
Oh, that was huge. It really shocked me because, I mean, if you look at the predictions on where Shalik would go, I mean, he was predicted as possibly a high first-round pick. And, you know, for him to come back now, I mean, you get Shalik Calhoun back. You get Connor Cook back. I mean, that is unbelievable. And I really thought it was interesting looking at his presser yesterday. You know, he really put an emphasis on getting his education. He said it was a family decision. And D'Antonio talked about how, you know, watching Shalik up there announce that he is going to come back, it you know, puts an emphasis on education and also an emphasis on maturation. His maturity is through the roof. And I think, you know, this team, as far as their preseason poll rankings go for next season, having those two back, Cook and Calhoun back, is going to bode well for Michigan State.
Back to one more football question. Joe, MSU head coach Mark D'Antonio will be on a lot of the live TV coverage today and tonight. I don't think he's done that before. Can the exposure help him on the recruiting trail?
No, I have to think so. I think any chance these coaches get to do things like this, they jump at them. We've seen Tom Izzo do it a lot over the years when his teams haven't advanced, and, you know, you'll see him at the Final Four. I think anytime you can put yourself out there, it absolutely helps. And, hey, Al mentioned Jim Harbaugh earlier. He's on ESPN2, so it's you know, D'Antonio's got his airtime. Harbaugh, I'd love to see them have a little debate, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Both of our guests pick Ohio State here in tonight's national championship game on ESPN. It's Ohio State versus Oregon at 8:30. I want to thank Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press and Al Martin of WKAR's Current Sports on radio and television. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
All right. Thank you, Mark.